We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
If you're here for the facts, you're the wrong podcast.
We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again.
Live and in color, ladies and gents.
We are back together.
We go together like some
ham and cheese.
No, I think we're singing different. I'm singing Grease. What are you singing?
I was just making mine up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it. Just making it up.
All right. You know,
just making up some shit.
We're back in the saddle.
How was your week this past week?
My week was weekend. Tell you that about
that.
You
say that every week. What does that even mean?
I've come to this realization that I...
Sorry. I just burned the shit out of my lip with this tea.
She just...
Woo! Sorry about that, guys.
There's chills just throughout her body. I feel like I just am out of my head a lot of the times.
Okay.
I'm just like watching my life happen before me. I'm going to try to check in this next week so I can actually tell you what's going on and how my week was. But I'm going to say it was good.
Okay.
I have no reason to say it was not good.
Okay.
I'm alive and well, blessed, you know?
Okay.
Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy that you're here. We're in the same room.
I know. You want to hold hands?
I guess we can.
Ooh, that feels weird.
I know, yeah, it's really awkward. I think we tried too hard. Anyway.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week this past week was amazing because y'all remember I told y'all about how I was looking for my massage therapist and y'all were so gracious to help me. Quinta won the prize because she, you know, used her FBI skills to find him. And so I found him and I got some TLC from this man. And it was the best, like, hour and a half massage I have ever had in my life.
What was that interaction when he saw you?
He was just smiling and I was like, don't you ever fucking do that
like
again to
run
me
and
again.
Pick you up and spin you around?
Okay, no. No. I mean, okay. He's a big guy, but I don't think he's that strong to pick my fat ass up. So yeah, no, let's not break his back because I need him.
I feel like anyone can be picked up and dunked, you know?
I don't want to try.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't want anybody to do that to me.
Okay.
No. But other than that, my week was pretty good. I did get another patient yelled at me, not necessarily cussed me out.
Is it the patients or is it you?
No, it's definitely them.
Okay.
Because he's been going off on everybody.
Oh, okay.
So when you go off on me and everybody, then it's not me.
It's everybody. I mean, it's them.
Exactly. But if it's, you know, everybody else, then it's cool.
Okay.
But other than that, my week was really good, though. It was very busy. Very busy, but and tiring, but very productive. So I'm happy about that.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It is Black History Month officially.
Yay.
Happy Black History Month. Oh, yeah.
Blacks, 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 blacks.
Blacks, 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 blacks. Woohoo.
We should do something blackety black this month.
I think we're existing. That's enough.
That's true. That's the blackest thing I can do.
You
is
only
exist.
Have until the 15th. Then your mom texts you. What did your you were telling me about your mom texts you?
I'll literally post
a screenshot
either on Instagram or here. But I just want everyone to know, my mother, the giver of life to me, the birth canal I came through. So sweet of her to text me on February 1st. Let me not lie on her. She said, on another note, happy Black History Month for 11 days.
Mind you, her mom's white.
My mother is white, which is a jab at me saying that I can only celebrate for half of the month because I'm only half black.
And then Alyssa texted that to me, a screenshot of it. And then I sent you back. Well, no, you're phenotypically black. So you have until the 15th.
Thank you.
So I gave you 4 more days.
I appreciate that.
Of course. Anytime.
I think, you know, listen, I do agree that your ability to celebrate Black History Month should be based on your black experience. Right. I feel like if you're having a true black experience, you get the whole month.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
What is it based on?
I mean, you could do whatever you want to. I'm just going to silently judge you.
I'm just saying, I will take my 11 days. I understand no, it. I think I'll you take 15. My 11 day. You oh, my 15?
Yeah. Sure. Your phenol, not my former student, he only gets 11.
Okay. He's been 9.
His Give mom him. Is black, but good God, he just.
That man is, oof. That he is a white man.
Yeah, he definitely is a white man in America.
Yeah, let's, I'm going to, you know what I should do is watch all the black movies I haven't seen.
Starting with Color Purple.
I've seen the, the new Color Purple.
Oh, you I thought you didn't see the original.
No, I watched it. I was going to say when it came out. That's not right. I've yeah. seen it. Harpo.
You don't sound like it. I mean, Harpo is one of the characters, but I
have seen that movie all of one time. It's depressing. And I was like, I don't need to watch this again.
The original is actually good.
Like, is there an older one than the?
No.
That's the original.
Yeah, that's the original. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which shouldn't have been touched. But neither
do I need to watch that more than once?
I think you do.
It's like 12 Days a Slave. 12 Days a Slave?
Mm-hmm. 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave. 12.
Clearly you haven't seen that one. You haven't seen that one. Wow. Yeah.
Just 12 Days. Just a cute little
You know
jaunt.
What movie you really need to watch?
White Only Pies.
I mean, life is... Yeah, you already saw it, but you need to watch Rosewood. Have you ever seen that?
Who?
Rosewood.
Uh-uh.
You need to watch that.
I'm gonna... Okay.
That'll definitely give you a black card.
Okay. I'll watch that.
Can
I
And y'all watch? Don't give her nothing in the comments about what it's about. Allow Fowler the full black experience to watch Rosewood and see exactly what it's about.
I'm going to watch Boys in the Hood and call it.
No, that's not. No. You need to watch Rosewood. At least I didn't
what
say
is
The Roots.
Rosewood. Oh, The Root. Can you imagine?
Don Cheadle is in it.
Oh, love.
Esther Rolle is in it.
No idea.
She played Florida Evans on Good Times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you anything else.
Rosewood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rosewood. You I don't get like a synopsis.
Nope.
I just
and don't
go
Google
blind.
It. Don't go, and you cannot Google it.
Okay.
You just have to watch the movie and watch it fully through. I'm going to quiz you about it.
With my ADD?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Y'all let me know what other quintessential black movies I need to watch
all
this
of
month.
Them.
You got 15 days. Not even. We're down 2 days.
No, you still got to watch all of them for the rest of the month, but you can only just celebrate.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, definitely. How are you going to celebrate Black History Month?
I'm going to do some black shit. Some hood rat shit with my friends.
Okay, black is not synonymous with hood rat, but okay.
No, uh-huh. It's not, but right. The fun stuff is, you know.
The fun stuff is synonymous with blackness?
Yes.
True. Not hood
I want to do fun black stuff. I want to put out a diss record a la Meg Thee Stallion.
Lord Jesus.
I want to make real macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Maybe have a sweet potato pie.
I know, I need to make you one. I'm sorry. I'm going to make it.
I think I'm gonna try to leave my hair curly. We're gonna embrace the curls this month.
That's not a black experience, but okay.
Listen, this is black. I'm getting there.
You're not.
All the things I want to do that are black, you're just taking away from me.
No, that I just named just that one.
Oh, okay, just that one.
Your edges are flat, like they're literally laid. You don't? Do you have product on your hair?
Yes, I do.
What kind of product? Mousse.
EcoGel. That's black.
The fact that it's working is the part. No, you need Ampro black styling gel.
Oh.
The black bottle with the white top. You ever used that before?
Oh, never.
Exactly.
That I can't. So I have white hair.
Yeah, you have white and black hair. Well, more white.
I have more white hair. Yeah, I definitely. Put anything on it and it's like, girl, stop it.
Exactly.
I don't know. What should we do? What should I do?
I think you need to watch Rosewood.
Okay, I'll start there.
Mm-hmm. Start there.
I feel like, I don't know, there's just some things I should do.
Y'all write in the comments, let us know some black things that Fowler should be doing to celebrate Black History
I feel
Month.
Like this topic, like the suggestions, you know what you should get do? Really hairy really quick.
You know what you should do? Honestly, you should delve into reading a certain amount of books by black authors.
I do try to read a bevy of black authors. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that because I've been stuck in my book that I'm reading now. But that's good. Let's do that.
We should do that.
Black movies, black authors. We're going to shop small black
businesses. Absolutely. You're going to keep learning about new inventions and new black people who have done amazing
popcorn
things.
The cotton gin, right? Aren't those black people who invented those things?
Okay. There's other people other than them. Yeah.
Like recent things.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Anyway.
February is going to be our month. We're going to do it.
Listen, and I'm taking the rest of the 2 days in March.
We should be
every day is Black History.
We should start taking the month of February off from work.
I love how you say we, because you should. I'm just kidding.
If we got pulled over, we'd both be going down.
Nah, I doubt it.
No, you think?
No, you would make friends with the cop. Absolutely.
Well, that's the whitest part about me.
Well, that's why you need to code switch. And that's why you need to keep your whiteness and your blackness.
Amen, you know? Sister. And that's what Black History Month is all about.
Using your privilege to your advantage. Absolutely.
Amen.
But no, I am... The way I am celebrating Black history is by being my blackest self.
Love that.
All day. I mean, I'm representing with the
Black Queen.
Black Queen Nutritional Facts. I actually made this on Cricut. I stole the idea from somebody that made it. So, but I did not make it for profit. So don't come over here trying to, you know, sue nobody and cease and desist and shit. Because I made this myself with my own Cricut. Thank you.
I should only drink black made wines.
You should.
Oh, that's a good one.
And black water too.
Like black.
No, like people... Black people who made water, who have water brands.
Not the black water.
Okay, you're going to die if you do that.
So no, there's a brand of water. It's a bottle of water, but it's black. That's the whole thing, is black water.
That's dye and stuff in there. You're going to die.
I think it's charcoal.
Yeah, no, you're going
to
die.
Anyway, happy Black History Month. We are very excited to be black and be here.
Absolutely. So
nothing better. If you can be one thing, be black.
If I, you know, somebody asked me that too. They were like, if you could come back as anything else, would you come back as a black woman? Absolutely.
Which black woman?
What do you mean?
If you had to pick a black woman.
I wouldn't want any other black woman's experience.
You'd want yours.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what these people have gone through in order to be who they are. So
that's
no.
That's true. I'd want one who has more money than me for sure.
Yeah. Okay. You wouldn't want Oprah's experience. Because she went through back in the day.
But
in order to have her money, you got to go through her experience.
I don't want Ozempic Oprah, and I don't want like hustling in Chicago Oprah. No. I want a good like Wrinkle in Time Oprah.
No. That's not Oprah's life. She was allegedly molested. She was pregnant allegedly early in her teens.
No, I don't want
her
that.
Mom kicked her out allegedly. She went to go live with her grandmother allegedly.
But I,
and
her, I
and her father.
Do I get to come back? I would have to come back as someone who's only half black, or I could choose to be a fully black.
You could choose to be a fully black.
Well, that's exciting. A full black. Love that.
You're like, it's like superpowers.
I would love that.
I wouldn't trade my life with any other black woman. Because again, I don't know what struggles they went through to get to where they are.
That's true.
Now, if I could just switch bank accounts, sure.
100%.
But without the struggle, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Speaking of who's struggling, and they're black, unfortunately.
Let's talk about black people who are struggling. Happy Black History Month.
Nicki Minaj, my lord.
Oh my God.
Did you hear the diss record that she put?
Y'all. big Meg fan, right? Hadn't listened to Nicki's response because I just knew it was going to be a mess. And I've seen all the TikToks of people talking about it, and it just sounded like it was a mess. This woman sitting next to me forced me, which, as you all know, I do have ADD. So just sitting still and having to focus for 4 minutes was a task in itself. Mm-hmm. She made me sit there and listen to this Nicki Minaj response to Meg Thee Stallion's
hiss.
Mm-hmm. I have never, I was speechless. I haven't been what I felt like was privy to someone's mental break in a while.
Mm-hmm.
What was with the weird whispering at the end? I felt like someone hacked her. I literally told Monica, I was like, it sounds like someone AI generated this as a joke and put it out and said it was Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
The word vagina was used.
Mm-hmm.
I heard fragment foot bitch multiple times, which like, listen, it's funny to me. For a rap, I don't think so. This sounded like a first draft, a coke induced and fueled just bevy of who knows what. Also,
this was not Roman's Revenge.
This is not the woman who gave me the monster verse.
No.
I'm so confused. Also, we keep, like, this is my issue with plastic surgery. Everyone gets plastic surgery. I mean, I will always make...
Famous people.
I will always make fun of Drake for having plastic surgery because I just think that's hilarious in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, half the first part of this song is just about her having plastic surgery she hasn't admitted to. And so fucking what? Y'all all get plastic surgery. She looks hot.
I just feel like compared to what Nicki has had done to her body, just the butt shots alone... Who cares if Megan Thee Stallion had liposuction?
That's why
her liposuction actually looks good. Your butt does not.
Exactly. This just, I think it, I want to know who put, who told her, yes, send this in.
This one guy on social media.
Let's do it.
His name is The Real Joe Jackson. He said, what if her husband drugged her and then allowed her to put this out so that he could, so everybody could deem her crazy, he can get a conservatorship to then take all her money.
Had to be. This is not my Nicki Minaj.
But you know what I think too? I think this is what happens when a celebrity because remember we talked about multiple episodes ago about the difference between being a celebrity and being famous.
Right.
And this to me, this situation, this is what happens when you are no longer a celebrity.
You're just famous.
When you bring yourself down to your fans, and I'm not saying that it's a below or a hierarchy or anything like that, but let's be very clear. There's something about the vagueness of Beyonce and the mystery of Beyonce that makes her Beyonce.
Right.
Like, it makes her bigger than who she actually is. You know, like the name bigger. Like Michael Jackson. You didn't know what his house looked like, what kind of Eggo waffles he ate, mm-hmm. what if he used Lysol or not, if he used a washcloth. And Nicki, unfortunately, has now, like, torn that veil and allowed too many people into her personal space where you're too comfortable with your fans. And this is what happens. And now you start going on these binges for 72 hours on live stream.
Insanity.
And it does appear that she was allegedly on a drug-induced high. And it's sad.
You know when you meet someone new and they seem really cool and then you find them on social media and you're like, what in God's name? Yeah. That's what this felt like. Also, yeah. Why did I need a minute of her talking to the mic?
Welcome to the next episode.
Like this. It's threatening.
With Living in Power.
Meg, I don't understand why this was included.
It's giving ASMR.
On the album.
It's really weird.
So weird.
Very.
Who are the yes men around her? It's like,
I don't know.
Queen Radio has given this woman too much platform.
Yeah. I won't say she necessarily ruined her career, but a lot of her fans were like, whoa, I now see what's kind of been happening and like the blindfold that was over my eyes. And I feel like too, like, again, we keep talking about parents and the fact that you made a whole like chant about her deceased mother when your own father just died.
That's bad.
Karma. Y'all are both in the same group. Both in the same club of losing your parents. And that to me is just, that's not hip hop. It's different for somebody to attack your husband and say, you know, the whole Megan's Law thing or whatever. And I still keep saying this. Megan Thee Stallion did not say Nicki Minaj's name in her diss. You took that and you projected it onto yourself and then repeated the line that she said and said, this bitch talking about Megan's Law. She need to worry about if you get a free beat or something. Megan, I don't know what the fuck she said. It was crazy. But anyway.
I did like the line about Tory Lanez's toupee.
Well, yeah, because he wears a toupee.
I know. Allegedly. I did. Yeah. I will give her that. I did like that. But when the Barbs take pause mm-hmm. about something Nicki did, that's when my red flags,
yeah.
boom, immediately up. Because yeah. those people are, if nothing, loyal to a
fault.
Well,
then I did see on social media that Megan Thee Stallion was beefing up security at her mom's gravesite. Because apparently.
I saw that too.
Apparently, allegedly. It. Well, allegedly, Nicki Minaj was talking and saying that, don't let me give the receipts and give the go ahead for my fans to, you know, visit your mom's grave. Allegedly, she said, and I'm paraphrasing. And so someone released the actual information of where her mother's grave was. And I'm just like, so you go out and you commit a crime of defacing a tombstone or headstone, and then you're in jail. And again, is Nicki Minaj going to put money on your books?
No.
I don't think she is. So why, like, that type of energy that you have that same type of energy for these politicians, not going to their people's graves. I'm just saying, like, why the fuck would you drive out to somebody's gravesite that you don't know? And let me tell you something too. Y'all better leave people alone who in these graves. Cause baby,
let's talk about
honey. Spirits are real. Mm-hmm. So you play around with Miss Holly if you want to.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do what Nicki did, which you are allowed to do, which is just go in there and just no plan.
Yeah.
Just, what do they call that?
You got to be a lyricist though.
What is the term? Loose, it's not loose lips, but that's all I can think of. Something mouth. Motor mouth.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you for coming with me on that. If you're going to go in there and do that, then I want to hear the good shit that we've been dying to know. Yeah. Like, I want you to pull the curtain back, tell mm-hmm. me some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. All she said was stuff. At listening, I was just like, next. Yeah, okay, I heard that. Don't really care.
She tweeted out everything she was saying in the first place.
Kylie kicked her out of the party. Boo. She was hooking up with Tori and everyone else. Boo. She stole her friend's man. Boo. Had to pay Future for her future. Boo. No one cares.
I just feel like, too, in rap battles, there's always usually typically been where either one of two things is going to happen. The person who either not necessarily starts the rap beef, but puts it on wax, whoever puts it on wax first, you're going to go so hard that they can't come back with a response, or the person responding is going to come back so hard. Now, when, you know, Ether was put out from Nas, you couldn't respond to it. There was no response that you were going to have from it. When Sheether came out that Remy Ma put out, mm-hmm. nothing that Nicki Minaj was going to ever say was going to top Sheether. It just wasn't. That's what I'm saying. And now Megan Thee Stallion came hard. Mm-hmm. And then you came back. My thing is, too, I wish Nicki Minaj would have just not said anything. Or she would have just said, no, ain't nobody talking to me. Y'all can speculate all you want to. Ain't nobody talking to me if they don't call my name. That's what you should have said.
Yeah.
But the fact that you didn't, and you just went right in and was like, oh, yeah, this bitch talking about me. It was one line. But, yeah, this record was
his
weird.
Number one on streaming.
It really is.
Bigfoot. Number 141 just dropped 79 spaces.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And Megan Thee Stallion put out a beautiful visual.
Oh.
Beautiful visual.
Listen.
And
no
she's
contest.
A beautiful woman.
Also, and this is not an ageist thing.
Yeah.
How old is Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj is 41, I believe.
I'm like, girl, why are you getting involved in this? Just like,
that's what a lot of her fans were saying, too.
Just go. You have a baby and a husband. Just go be happy with your baby and your husband.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I think, you know, again, certain things are just your karma. And
also, where is Cardi B?
Cardi B is...
at home with her husband and her babies.
Very true. She's coming out with more stuff. Coming out with more music. And supporting the girlies from behind the scenes.
Speaking of people coming out with new music, Justin Timberlake is releasing new music.
Get it out.
He's done a free concert in where is he? Memphis, somewhere in Tennessee.
Mm.
And another person who has aged into this little cringy, icky,
trying to keep
hard
up with
to
kids.
Look at. It's Justin Timberlake. Every video that I see of him now performing is like watching your uncle get drunk and try to dance
with
and
the young
karaoke
girl.
With the, come yeah, on with the young girl at the bar.
Come on,
I'm like, why are you doing this? And it's so cringy.
You know what I think too? I think people in this industry, because I am not a person that's in the industry, let me just say that perfectly clear, but as a consumer of this industry, I feel like people keep trying to reinvent themselves to appeal to a younger audience. And here's the deal. The younger audience is not buying CDs and tapes like we did. And so when you look at older like celebrities like Patti LaBelle and Anita Baker and Gladys Knight and like Frankie Beverly and Maze, right? And Earth, Wind & Fire. These people are still, their music is just classic and timeless. Mm-hmm. They are not trying to compete and trying to do things like the younger generation. They are still playing the same songs that they played 40 years ago, and them songs are still hitting. And I just wish that millennials and Gen X artists would understand that your fan base grows up with you. You don't have to now try to come back down to Gen Z. Gen Z will come up to you at some point because their parents will play your music.
Like Justin, just go on a reunion tour with NSYNC. Give us one tour.
Exactly.
You will make so much money. You will do so good for your image. Right now, everyone still thinks you're a cheater and allegedly. And
I think he'll make more money with NSYNC than he will by himself.
He will. I don't know what this is. I feel like he thinks he's too good for them, but I'm like, they could probably, I don't know. I feel like that would be such a good thing to do. And just like all the millennial girls would buy tickets for that. And the gays, the theys.
Look at the millennial tour that happened with Bow Wow and Sammy and all them. Omarion.
They all have money now. Big girl money now.
And the people who actually went to those concerts are the nostalgic Gen X, millennials that really enjoyed that music. Even if Destiny's Child, if Beyonce would, if Beyonce, Michelle, Kelly, Latavia, and Latoya all said, we are going on a Destiny's Child tour, I'm telling you, more people will probably come out for that tour than just Beyonce alone.
Yeah.
Because it was a time. Like, right. We all remember when Beyonce was in that group. We all knew she was going to be a breakout star, but still, that would just be so nostalgic.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I was telling Monty earlier that Justin Bieber just performed for the first time in 2 years. He hasn't performed. He performed at the...
Oh, I thought you said Justin Timberlake, but it was Justin Bieber.
It was Justin Bieber. He performed at the NHL All-Star Hockey game. You were probably too old to care, give a shit about Justin Bieber.
Definitely. Yeah. Baby. Remember he used to wear that
little side swoop lesbian bang?
I hate when kids do that and keep doing this and breaking their fucking necks. Like, what the fuck? TikTok
of the like, oh, my mic just went, or my earphones just went out. There you go. okay. Can't hear myself. Did you see the TikTok of the mom recording her son? And she was like, your hair looks good. And he was like, no, the way they were clowning me at school. Like, no. And he was like, she was like, what did they say to you? And he's like, they said I look like a stud. Have you seen that?
No, I have not. But that's hilarious.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. All I have to say, Justin Bieber performed all of his older songs. Like, of course, his voice is different. He performs things different. But I was just like, I would pay good money to see this. Because absolutely. It's just, that shit came out when I was in high school. Yeah. And I loved it. And it was so good.
And like you said, you have grown up money now.
Yeah.
So you can buy all the t-shirts, all the merch and crap like that outside or after the actual performance. But yeah, I just really want these older, like the millennials and the Gen X artists to really stop trying to compete to these young people. Because that's not your audience. Your audience has grown up with you.
Yeah.
So also, stop trying to appeal to 18-year-olds.
I don't know. And this could be my autism kicking in, but I don't listen to a lot of new music.
You haven't been diagnosed with autism.
I haven't.
Stop trying to give yourself diagnosis. That's a spectrum. Fucking Munchausen by proxy.
I love a diagnosis.
Yeah, clearly.
Does
clearly.
Autism come with meds? Do I get to take something for that?
Probably the same thing you've been taking. That shit don't work that you're taking already.
Woo!
What was your question? I'm sorry.
Do you listen to a lot of new music? Or the
I try
same
not
shit?
To. Well, okay. No. It depends.
Doesn't sit right with
it
me.
Depends. If I hear it on TikTok and somebody has it on there, that I will search for the artist. Also, too, there's a lot of music that you can find on YouTube. And a lot of these vloggers and influencers who do it correctly, especially when they're on like a come spend the day with me or whatever, and then they put the little music in. I literally Shazammed a shit ton of artists and have found new artists like that and have actually enjoyed their music. So, yeah.
I used to be really good about listening to new music. And I'm not anymore. I listen to the same shit.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the older I get, the less I feel this need to like find new stuff. And I'm like, no, I like this. Let's just put it on a playlist again.
You know what I did try to, one artist I tried to listen to her album because I just love her personality.
Oh God!
When I see her on interviews and stuff like that, Sexy Red. Okay.
Ski.
When you see me and you try. Okay, here's the thing.
I feel so old when I hear shit like that now, though. I'm like, this is not for me.
Well, I tried to listen to her album and I couldn't do it. I was this is a bit too ratchet.
Oh, really? too ratchet?
It is. Because I don't have those same issues. Fuck my baby dad. I don't have a baby daddy.
That's so true.
And I'm not saying that you can't listen
to
music.
We're coming from different...
I can listen to the beats and stuff, but then at some point I'm like, okay, Sexy, I'll mute. I can't do it. But then I can go back to Trina and I can listen to Trina. I can listen to Jackie O. I can listen to Kaya because they're just, I don't know, because I grew up with them, but.
That's true. Okay, but even
Sexy
like,
Red's album is still good. It was just too much.
The new Ariana Grande song that came out. I understand that Ariana Grande isn't, it's called Yes And. Have you heard it?
No.
Okay. I understand that Ariana Grande is not like the most revolutionary singer of our day. Like her songs sound,
she's a beautiful voice though.
She has a beautiful voice, but she is like, she's the pop girl. Not like these, you know, it's pop songs and they sound a lot alike, right? Whatever, but she just put out a song called Yes and it's basically her saying like, because you know she's in that scandal where she's dating her co-star and he had a baby and a wife and all this stuff. So the song is basically like, yeah, and why is everybody worried about who I'm fucking, like, yes and da 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 da. And I'm like, you're like 30 years old and people are saying you broke up a marriage. Like, it's not like,
yeah. And these kids, like, now it's unforgivable.
Yeah. It's not like, yes. And like, what?
Yeah.
What? I was like, I can't even listen to this. I'm like, oh, the lyrics suck. Yeah. Like, this is weird and cringy.
It's too much.
Music is weird these days.
But I have found, so like the new Kevin Gates album came out and,
That I every time I listen to Kevin Gates, I'm like, is this? I can't be listening to this.
Listen, Kevin Gates is my favorite rapper, and maybe that says more about me than him. But he has this one song on there called. He has this one song on his new album called Ida.
I don't want to.
This man is literally saying that okay, the girl she gives him fellatio very well, but the problem is it's the
word.
It's the sound effects that he's doing in the song. He's she go gawk, 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 gawk. That's my Ida. I'm like, my virgin ears, Kevin. What are you doing?
That man is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A deviant.
But you know what's funny? You sat in a studio with a mic in your face and you literally was
He's like, this shit gonna hit.
Like, and I'm just sitting there going to work.
Unhinged.
Just driving to it. Yeah, it's weird.
But then says like, not the most profound things, but things you would, it's not profound, but it's so out of the realm of what I would think he would say.
He says stuff like T.I. to make himself sound smarter. There I'm like, is. Please stop doing that.
It's like the comedy.
Everything that happens in the universe has an opposite and equal reaction. We know that, Kevin. You're not saying anything profound. We know.
I've never heard that before. Good job, Kevin.
And the duplicities of it all.
Really making me think. It was when he said that he likes to fuck girls with acne.
Yes.
That's the shit that I love. I'm like, yeah.
It was when he said he started a battery with his hands. I was like, I get what you're saying.
Just like, but come on. This man is an American treasure.
He's my favorite rapper, so I'm still going to listen to his music.
The best part of it all is his name is fucking Kevin.
It's Kevin Gates. Like, what are you going to do with that?
What are you going to do with that?
I think he thinks he's like Hispanic because all his songs are always talking about the cartel and Puerto Rico, love Puerto Rico.
Hey, everyone has a thing. A lot of us think Spanish. We're Hispanic, okay?
You do. You have an identity crisis.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who is not having an identity crisis. Jess Hilarious, comedian Jess Hilarious. So this past week or a couple of weeks ago, you know, she's been guest starring Angela Yee, who was the original co-host of The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God and Angela Yee, Charlamagne Gate, DJ Envy. What I'm saying. If you know, you know. It's a little webby. Anyway, so Angela Yee left the show and has now her own new show called Wake Up with Angela Yee. And so since her departure, The Breakfast Club has basically been doing guest co-hosting. And so there's been a plethora of women that have been on there to guest co-host and blah, blah, blah. Jess Hilarious appeared to be from their standpoint as well as the fan standpoint to be the fan favorite, right? So a few weeks ago, like right before New Year's, she made an announcement. It was like an announcement, but it was like a private party that somebody recorded where she was saying that she was a new host of The Breakfast Club. Well, then of course, DJ Envy and Charlamagne came out and they were just like, well, yeah, some announcement was made. We have no clue what's going on.
But to me,
I knew it was all marketing. I really knew it was all marketing. So everybody had all these think pieces talking about, oh, Jess Hilarious got fired before she even got hired and all this other kind of bullshit. And oh, she shouldn't have released it. Like they do rollouts and blah, blah, blah. So this week, specifically on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, she literally posted for the first time in like a couple of weeks. And there was some other controversy because there was some conversation that Charlamagne and DJ Envy were having about a potential comparison to like Mary J. Blige and saying that SZA is kind of like the Mary J. Blige of this generation, where the songs that she's making is like heartbreak, you know, kind of like that genre of like heartbreak music or whatever. And God, a lot of women, because I feel like, you know, Mary J. Blige and you had like your Keisha Cole and now you have like your Summer Walker and all that kind of stuff. And so
Sad girls.
Exactly. And so Jess Hilarious posted on her story, man, y'all are trash, blah, blah, blah. Some people are like, oh, they fighting and all this kind of bullshit. And I'm just like, again, y'all don't understand how marketing works. So this week she revealed, as well as The Breakfast Club revealed, that she is actually, in fact, the new co-host.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful display of promo. It was like in this white hallway with just this one like queen's chair sitting there. And she replaying all everybody's negative opinions about Jess.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
Oh, she was talking too much and she did too much and da 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 da. She got fired.
Demi Lovato. Did you ever see that performance where Demi Lovato, it's like at an award show and it's just all these tweets talking shit about Demi Lovato?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Oh. But so then all of a sudden what fades in is just hilarious sitting in this chair. And then behind the chair comes DJ Envy and Charlamagne.
Wow.
And so that's how they make the announcement, which was amazing. And I love that for her because
how tall is DJ Envy?
I think DJ Envy is like at least 6 feet. He's taller than Charlamagne.
He's tall?
Yeah.
He's just as big, so he looks shorter.
I think it's just his head. His head's fat.
He got a big head.
Yeah. I mean, I got a big head too, but I think it's just the way he sits there with his shoulders like this that makes him look so much smaller.
He looks like a little meatball.
Yeah, he's not. Nah. Because when you see the pictures, you're like, oh, wow, he's actually taller than you thought. But yeah, I just thought that was amazing. I think that's a great fit for her. I've listened to the show since she's been on there, and I definitely feel like she reins them in. They feel like more of a joint unit than them and Angela Yee.
Really?
Angela Yee, I just never felt like fit in that show. I really did.
She always seemed like, from my limited Breakfast Club experience, which is just highlight reels and some YouTube videos, was trying to be not contrary to what they were saying, but always felt like she had something to prove that was always against them. Like she had to stand up and be against them. I'm like, okay, like whatever.
Absolutely. And I felt like she was like the annoying little sister that they were just like, bitch, shut
up.
Well,
actually.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay.
And honestly, Angela Yee, not to take away from what she's done, because I think she did an amazing job on that show, but I just feel like her on her own show now, she's able to do what she wants and she doesn't seem like she's trying as hard. But I love Just Hilarious in that space.
Now looking at it perspective-wise, I'm sure that like they teamed up on her a lot.
They're men.
And she probably just felt, there was probably a lot of other stuff and we didn't get to see that. But just the dynamic on the show was always her being that.
Yeah, and I think too, with having two opinionated men like that, and she's the only woman, she's not a very rah-rah girl, and Just Hilarious is very much so rah-rah. She got that. I mean, she's from Baltimore, like, and she's a comedian, so she thinks very fast on her feet, so you ain't, and she got a slick mouth, so you ain't gonna be able to really get away, and I feel like she keeps Charlamagne in check, whereas Angela Yee didn't do
out
that.
Of check very
and
quickly.
It's not a comparison of the two, because I listened to also to Angela Yee's lip service. She has a podcast, and I think it's amazing, but I just felt like she was always like an outcast on that show. I really did.
How old is Charlamagne? 45? DJ Envy's 46.
Angela Yee is 48. She's 48?
That's what it says.
No. God damn, I didn't think she was that old. I mean, that's not old, but I'm just saying, because I'm about to be 40.
She was born in 76.
I know she's half black, half Asian.
That makes sense.
I just thought for some reason she was younger than them.
Oh, but she looks pretty. They all look good, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What were you telling me about Universal Music and TikTok?
Universal Music pulled all of their music off of TikTok. And they, maybe you don't know this, but own a lot of music.
They really do.
That's like, I think that's Taylor Swift, first and foremost.
SZA, Ariana Grande.
That's all the girls.
Pretty much, yeah. They pulled a lot of music off them.
I'm thinking it has to do with, well, and the thing is now, I don't know, it's always about money, right? Like, that's why they pull it. They're not getting money from these streams, yada, yada, yada. Radio used to be the big thing. Like, you would have the songs playing to get people to listen to the advertisements. That's how you made money off of radio. Then there was streaming, which is different because people are going to a streaming platform to listen to specific artists. That's how you make money. Well, now people are just on TikTok, but artists are having to make songs they think will fit into TikTok, and then they are marketed towards these TikTok, which is a flip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, so you're taking it off, but like, this was never that. Now you're just ruining my experience.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are now going to be left with their personalities, and their personalities are boring on social media, which is unfortunate.
God, there are not a lot of great personalities.
No. We need to keep the dancing going. But I also feel like
the dance is coming.
I feel like what has killed the music industry to a degree, and again, this is somebody who is not in the music industry, so I don't want to hear your motherfucking dissertations about this bullshit, because I don't give a fuck. Thank you. Anyway, educate your mama, don't educate me. I just feel like streaming in itself has killed the music industry. And the reason why I say that is because you have to stream something 10,000 times just to make a penny. I'm exaggerating, or that may be the actual number. But you have to stream it so much in order to make any kind of money. So if the artist ain't seeing shit, I know you ain't seeing nothing as the distribution. Like, I mean, I don't know why you thought you were going to make that much money. And also, too, I feel like when you hear certain songs, I mean, I get it from a business standpoint, you want to make some type of money off of the streams and off of the content. But people remix those songs so much that it's like you only gonna get a fraction of the cost.
Well, my thing is like,
or pay.
TikTok has become like the main social media. I feel like it's like Instagram and TikTok,
right?
And getting, I feel like
people still go on Periscope. I'm kidding, they don't.
What the fuck is Periscope?
Oh, it was a time. People would go live on there. It was better than TikTok and Instagram at the time.
Huh.
Look it up. I promise you.
I will look that up. Doja Cat, I feel like, loved. I've always loved Doja Cat from Moo. That was my favorite music video for
her. I feel like her music just fits in with TikTok, but she's not making it for TikTok.
She's not making it for TikTok, but it was such a good example of music that fit perfectly on TikTok. Yes. And then skyrocketed and blew up because absolutely. It worked so well for that app. Because absolutely. Then people were streaming it all the time. You hear it, it's an earworm. Mm-hmm. You want to listen to that
absolutely.
Song. And that's how I feel like a lot of people are getting noticed and popular, and songs mm-hmm. are becoming popular is because they fit. Fucking Hotline Bling.
I thought Hotline Bling went kind of viral because he was
yes.
doing a little dance.
And everyone was like, oh no, they it wasn't Hotline Bling. You know what it was? Tootsie Slide. That was the song that they were like, Drake made this for TikTok and it fucking
Tootsie
sucks.
Tootsie Slide?
Left foot slide. Right. You don't even know it because it's such a dumb song. Oh,
yeah. I know
yes.
Like,
and
yeah,
everyone's yeah. like, he made that song for TikTok and it yeah. fucking sucks. So you can tell what works and what doesn't, what's original. Mm-hmm. But people make songs and try to get them popular on TikTok because that's what gets people onto streaming platforms yeah. to listen to the whole thing.
Well, that's even like Money Long now. She has a song. What? Oh, damn it. I don't know the actual name of the song, but it's Twin. Where have you been? Nobody. No.
And it's popped out of crazy. Nowhere. And I was like, what is this song? And then you yeah. have to go listen to it. So then I'm like, you're pulling. I just spit on
it's
you.
Okay.
Hot. You're taking all this music off of this platform. Mm-hmm. But then how, this is how, like, what was the fucking Stranger Things song?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
hadn't been played in years.
Yeah.
And it's on Stranger Things. People are making TikToks. And now it's like number one streaming.
Fucking Backyardigans. Come on.
So I'm like, you're taking it off. But that's how it gets. Let's say you yeah. get back to the streaming. That's how people are listening to it. It's because exactly. they're hearing it on this app. So.
And I feel like the same thing, even like with Verses. Remember when Verses first started coming out? People forgot that about some
time.
Of the songs.
That was
a time. Yeah, people forgot about some of the songs. And, you know, Verses was streamed actually first, I think, on Instagram. But people forgot about a lot of these songs. And then just rapidly, all these albums that they yeah. were playing and songs started going number one and stuff. And it's just like, if social media forces its audience to go to the actual music. So I'm like, why are you taking it off? I mean, I feel like you could have came to some kind of deal, but you probably wanted way more than TikTok was willing to give you.
If you would have told me a year ago that Father John Misty would be as popular as it is for
what the heck is that?
Real love, baby. Ooh, don't keep me waiting.
That's on the white side of TikTok.
Okay, on that. The white side of TikTok. Anyway, if you would have told
Black
me.
Black history over here, bitch.
Or like even Dolly Parton and. What's his name? What was the Beckham song we were all listening to?
Bennett like Beckham?
Nope. Give me a second. I'll get it. Islands in the Stream. Is that Kenny Rogers?
Again, white things. Okay. I don't know.
There's a bunch of songs that are popular on white TikTok that mm-hmm. I'm like, you couldn't have paid me to pick this.
Yeah.
And it's popular now in streaming because mm-hmm. it just takes one thing and then it fucking takes off.
Yeah. Even these kids now with the what was it? The Reba McEntire show.
Reba,
and just the theme song though, and people making memes.
The planet in
right.
the past.
Talking about that single mom that works too hard. That loves her kids.
And never stops. Also, unnecessary bop.
But it's making us go back. Because it was a classic. It's Reba McEntire. But it's making us go back and actually look at the show though, because mm-hmm. now we're just like, damn, we forgot all about that.
Reba was such a good show.
Barbara Jean was my favorite.
There's something about the after school shows that just hit you in the heart.
Yes.
That. Was so good.
That's why I feel
my
bad
wife
for these
and
kids.
Kids.
My wife, man, trip with Cat Williams and Bobby Shaw with the triple bye bye birdie. The favorite episodes.
Oh god.
Oh man. But anyway.
Anyway, I'm sure there's some like, I don't know. There's people who are paid to make these decisions, and there's science behind it and numbers and shit, and
true.
It probably makes sense. But to me, it doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, especially not as you, the consumer. We don't care about all y'all dirty laundry and all y'all business. Fix that shit behind the scenes so we can get back to shaking our asses on TikTok. I tell you who's not going to be shaking their ass. People who steal people's lunches. What were you talking about that?
There was I want to say boy, but he's 25 years old. So I guess that's
a man.
Accurate. There is a man.
In a court of law, it's a man.
In these courts, it's a man. There's a man in Virginia, a former Target worker. His name is I don't want to say this wrong. Bazin Berhe. He looks like that.
Bazin Berhe. Berhe? Bear?
It's probably bear.
25-year-old man who allegedly, the janitor, he worked at a Target. The janitor stole his lunch from the icebox. He waited 3 days. He was so upset by this incident that he then planned this man's murder.
I'm not laughing at that.
He ended his shift at Target. He bought a hammer and knife, and I think a couple of knives, went to the parking lot, murdered this man.
Jesus.
And was just sentenced to 100 years in prison.
You know why he got 100 years, though? Because he plotted it. It was premeditated murder. If it was done in a rage, I don't think he would have got 100 years.
He sat on it. You can't sit on it.
3 days?
You can't sit on it.
You premeditated
that. If you're going to do it, just fucking do it.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think anybody deserves to be killed over stealing lunch. However, I don't understand why people would steal someone else's food. I, as a black person, in the year 2024, I do not eat at potlucks, okay? And it's because I'm black, okay? Because my mama taught me and my daddy, don't eat at everybody's house. I don't even eat at everybody's black house. If you got pets, I'm not eating at your house. Unless I've seen you around you.
Unless the dogs aren't allowed in the kitchen.
Well, but unless I've seen you at your house cooking and I see what you do with your pets. Mm. If you let your pets walk in the kitchen, I'm not eating with you at all. Or not eating from you. But I just feel like, why would you as a person go and steal someone else's lunch? I would be afraid that somebody gonna put milk of magnesia in it, poison it, anything. They could be drinking from the orange juice bottle. Like, why would you want to do that? That's fucking disgusting.
I was raised Catholic, and I'll lie my little ass off, but there's something about stealing that still to this day, like, that's...
Fucking Mother Teresa, you've never stole a day in your fucking life.
No, and I don't know what it is, but it's like, stealing is the big one. You can't do that. Like, lie.
What Ray Charles' mama said, scratch a lie, find a thief.
Oof.
That's what Ray Charles' mama said.
Preaching today.
Well, at least she said it in the video. I mean, the movie.
So, stealing gives me anxiety, but...
I used to steal all the time. I'm kidding.
Really?
From the corner store, yeah.
I remember, like, girls allegedly, when I was in middle and high school, loved stealing chones for our underwear from...
I was like, what are chones?
Chones from Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
And I was like, y'all are buck wild for doing that shit.
I think at the time I was still probably wearing Hanes and a pack of panties, so I
wasn't stealing from Victoria's but Secret. I thought that people stealing lunches was just like, you know, something you saw on TV, mm-hmm. but didn't really happen until I was at work and this girl was like, no, I take stuff all the time. And I was like,
that's a damn shame.
What are you talking about? You just take people. And I never understood when people be like, someone took, I had a drink sitting in the icebox and someone stole it. I had no idea that that actually happened. That grosses me out. It's also just like, it's not yours. Don't take it.
Even in my lunchbox, I don't even put my lunchbox in the refrigerator at work ever.
Well, your food just gets hot?
No, I have an insulated lunchbox, and then I put like a little ice pack in there.
You don't trust people
though. I don't. And which is why, and at my job now, I have a locked file cabinet. And so I put my, I can literally get up and walk to the printer. I'm putting my whole bottled water drink inside there. I don't trust nobody.
Who hurt you?
Nobody. And you won't. Huh. Because I don't trust nobody. Mm. I keep telling you, don't trust your coworkers.
I'm too trusting.
You, it's that whiteness in you. You need to get more black. Watch Rosewood. I bet you your life will change. I can guarantee your life gonna change.
I hope so. Yeah, no, but I've never stolen someone's lunch. And no, here's why. Because your coworker could be fucking crazy, follow you to the parking lot and murder you. You don't know who you're working with.
Exactly.
You don't know these people. That's why you shouldn't have friends at work.
I don't understand why you need to bring all of this extra fucking food at work with you that can't fit in your lunchbox. Stop being fucking greedy and bring that shit every day.
Also, I just... Why would you eat something that someone else made?
Well, I did see this video of this girl who she brought in like a special, some kind of special creamer, and she put her name on it. She was like, do not touch unless you ask me. So of course, a bunch of people was using her shit. Mm-hmm. So what she did was she put milk of magnesia in it. And so she was like, and y'all gonna be shitting and going to the bathroom. I'm like, that's why you don't touch people's shit.
We had a coworker, Marissa keeps creamer in the icebox, mm-hmm. and he came into our little office and he was like, hey, I've been using some of your creamer, so I bought a new one and I just want to let you know, like, you know, because I've been using yours. And I was like,
well, that was nice.
No, I would rather you not say anything. It pissed me off. Why are you gonna come in here and tell me you've been drinking my shit? Oh, now you bought me a new one.
I see. Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. But at least he said.
I know. I'm like, that's why my creamer's missing. There's yeah. nothing worse than thinking you have something and then it's gone.
Just don't drink nobody's last. Don't take anybody's last. Yeah. That's the thing too. Like, I remember when I was on one of my clinicals and I was living with my best friend's grandmother, because it was in a different city than where my parents lived. And it was that literally 2 hours away.
Situation.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was with her grandmother people. And her mom. Oh my gosh. Well, her grandmother doesn't even look her age. Like, she be dancing and everything. I'm just telling you. She just, and she's Jamaican.
Oh.
She cooked amazing. I was well fed and well taken care of in Lehigh. Shouts out to Grand. Anyway, but when I lived there, she told me, she was like, I just have one rule. That's it. Just one rule. You can have whatever you want to in this house. Don't take my last. And if you're going to take my last, replenish it before I realize you took it. That was her only rule. She
That's
was like,
a good rule.
She's like, whatever is in my house, I don't care if it's yogurt, wine, whatever. It is yours. Just do not take my last. And if you take my last, replace it. That's it. That's all I ask you to do.
That's not a bad rule.
That's not a bad rule.
Because there is just nothing like having your, you know, when you're at work all day and you're like, I can't wait till I get home to have whatever. And then it's not there.
Listen, you could be eating a pack of Skittles and you eat the last one, but you don't realize that you ate the last one. So then you can't mentally prepare for the fact that it's your last one. It just does something to your body and to your brain.
Right. Yeah. It's not right.
It doesn't help your mental health.
So yeah, that man is going to jail for the rest of his life.
That's crazy. Stop stealing people's lunches.
Stop stealing people's lunches because they could follow you out to the car.
That's very true.
Also, do you think it was the hammer that killed him or the knife?
I think it's the hammer.
That would be a bad
The hammer
one.
Is like bludgeon because you're gonna run out of energy very quickly trying to hammer something. And I only know that because I work on projects and stuff. But
I only know that because I've hammered someone to death.
No, definitely not. I'm too pretty to
That seems
jail.
Like a lot of work to bludgeon someone saying. To death.
That's just like even like decapitating somebody or like cutting somebody's body up. Okay. That takes a lot of energy.
So this has always been my thing about people Jesus. Who, because I like to listen to shit about people who do crazy shit. I know it's a special type of crazy person when you can mutilate a body.
Exactly.
Because I think like the first cut, like you can have this idea in your head of cutting up a body. I think like the first couple of cuts, you're like, oh shit, like this is real. And that's when I would like throw in the towel.
Yeah.
So if you can commit to that, you are.
I mean, rage is a powerful tool. That's all I'm saying.
Know, but I feel like that would kind of snap. Is that not something that you think would snap you out of that at least a little bit? Like sawing through people. Bone?
Mm-mm. When you're in a rage, sometimes you just, something takes over. It's a demon.
A demon.
It takes
spirit.
Over. Yeah, definitely. I tell you what else has taken over people. The love of dogs and pets, specifically white people. I know this is Black history, and this is going to be a very uncomfortable segment for a lot of people. I just want you to know right now, you can't whip my ass, so fuck you. Anyway.
Fast forward now, if you're an animal lover.
PETA going to be like, we're boycotting, we're canceling y'all.
I know. I'd love to get canceled by PETA.
Here's the thing. I am not a huge animal lover, right?
You don't say.
And I don't believe that you should care more for an animal than you should care for a human being. However, one of my coworkers, one of the nurses, she was showing me these pictures and telling me how she has been living in a hotel because her dog burned down her fucking apartment. Literally, there was some chips that was like behind, I guess, the stove, not behind the stove, but on the back part of the stove or whatever, or the counter. And her dog escaped out of the crate to then jump on her stove, accidentally turn the stove on. Burned the whole shebang in the kitchen. And then, of course, the sprinklers come on to try to get rid of the set fire. Fire department, the whole thing is flooded all outdoors. Wow. So they're going to have to gut that entire
that
apartment.
That sounds like in America's Funniest Home Video or like a hijinks or something.
Yeah, it's insane. But I couldn't believe that. And I was just like, and you still have the dog? I probably would have took that dog and shot the shit out of it. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, there's animal people and there's not animal people.
I mean, I like dogs. I think they're cute.
Name one dog.
Bear.
Okay.
He passed away.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Well, it wasn't my dog. I didn't kill him.
Well, it's not
He's
living
an older
anymore.
Dog. Well, yeah, but I mean, I like dogs. Dogs are cute. I used to have a dog.
Okay.
But then I couldn't take care of it because I was working full-time and in school full-time. So I did the responsible thing and I sold it to someone else who had lost a dog. Oh, I was getting my money back. Hell
you
yeah.
You sold
You got damn right. Dog. Allegedly. Statute of limitations is up. You can sell a dog. It's not illegal.
I am a dog person. I'm just not a responsibility person. And that makes all the difference.
Yeah, true. I just feel like, I said this to you earlier. I was like, white people are the only people in the world that will bring you a gift that you have to keep alive and be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh, you mean like
I'm going to bring you a dog.
Christmas gift I was given yes. by my mother.
Yes.
That was an animal that required me to be responsible for. For yeah. Her. Like, yeah, that shit got dropped off at her.
White people love are him. The only people that will buy you a whole nother mouth to feed. You ain't got a crate. You ain't got a bone. You ain't got a feeding bowl. And they just going to be like, I know you always wanted this little dog. I just bought it for you.
What I didn't have a home.
That's what I'm saying.
I was staying at her house.
Why do y'all do that, white people? Please put in the comments. Why do y'all buy living, breathing gifts that people now have to be responsible That's for and take care of? I don't understand. That's I've like never known black people do that.
Dropping a baby off at someone's house and being like, exactly. I have this for you.
You buy me a dog, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to call Peter on you.
I cried. Did I tell you that?
Because you didn't want the dog?
I cried. I didn't cry when she told me. I was annoyed when she told me because I thought she was getting me a designer purse.
Surprise!
The way she built up to the gift. She was like, it's something you've been wanting. It's really expensive. It's not going to be here yet. And I was like, this is it.
You finally got me what I wanted. Nope.
And then I went to brunch with my girlfriends and I was telling them and we just started. It started as laughing because yeah. they know how. Like, I love a dog, but I'm like not. I can barely take care of my fucking self.
You went to Europe for a whole month.
I went to Europe for, I'm never here. No. And so I was laughing and then I started crying because I was just like, what the fuck?
And now the dog's at your mom's house.
And now the dog, and he's living a great life. And every time I go over, so I went to this high school where a lot of girls would become pregnant mm-hmm. while they're in high school.
Okay. I feel like it's every high school, but okay.
every high school. And the culture in San Antonio, a lot of the time is like the grandparents of the child, mm-hmm. the parents of the high school kids just yeah. end up taking care of the, like, that's just how it is. Your kids mm-hmm. in high school, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So your parents end up raising the kids. And so my mom was always like, you're just like going to leave your kid here. And I was like, yeah, dude, that's how it goes. You got to raise it. You got to raise the dog.
Your grandmother.
This is what she wanted. You want me to go have fun with my friends? And that's how it is too. Like in San Antonio, a lot of them are like, we still want you to go and live your life.
Yeah.
And so they let their kids go and then they raise their grandkids.
I think your mom just honestly wanted another dog, but she didn't want to feel guilty to buy it. So she tried to pawn it off on you.
A million
and then
percent.
Said, yeah. Take it back. Exactly. It's like buying yourself a gift.
Can't wait till I have kids. I'm gonna drop them right yeah, the fuck off.
Definitely. Like, well, that's what grandparenthood is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be retired, but in this economy, people can't afford to be grandmas.
Every time I come over, she tells the dog, this dog, he's so cute and fat and annoying. She'll tell her, she's like, your mom's here. You go hang out with your mom. Like, be good to your mom. She wants to see you. She's here to see you. And I'm like,
you're an unfit mom yeah, just coming like, I came here just to hold my son.
I'm like, this I've is your boss. Like, we have a great relationship, actually. Thank you. We're fine.
Yeah. He knows you don't want him.
He's looking at me. He's like, I don't want to be with her. Can I stay with you, Grandma? I'm like, get over here.
I'm going to be a crate all day.
I literally, it's like Teen Mom. I'm Janelle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And what you call this Jace? The dog is literally. Jace. Wait, what's his name?
Jace.
The dog's name?
Oh, my dog?
Yes. Binks. Binks. Close enough. Jace Binks.
Jace Binks. Same thing.
You have a boyfriend named Kiefer.
Kiefer! What a time. Also, okay, I was watching, speaking of MTV shows,
yeah.
that show didn't age well.
What, MTV? I mean, Teen Mom.
Also, I love that show. I know, but the idea that MTV in the 2000s was like, let's get all these teenage mothers together.
And you see they were all white.
All these like white, unfortunately, I would say, a little trashy.
Except for Macy. Macy wasn't trashy.
True. But they're like low socioeconomic and they're like, let's get all these mm-hmm. like moms, like teenage moms together and just film them.
Yeah.
Which like now I would be like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was watching Laguna Beach. Did you ever watch that show?
I watched a couple of episodes, but not a whole lot.
That show was like to me in high school. I thought that was everything. Aged horribly.
Yeah. Wait, was that with the one with Spencer and
No, so The Hills was
The Hills.
With Spencer.
I watched
right,
The Hills.
Okay, right before that was Laguna Beach. So that was just like
No, I remember Laguna Beach though.
Affluent ass white kids in California saying and doing the most outrageous shit. And MTV was like, this is great. Did not age well.
It was, but I'm gonna tell you why it was so great was because everybody was doing it, but we didn't know we were all doing it at the same time. It's kind of like TikTok now, where you can get on TikTok and something be so relatable. And you're like, wow, so I wasn't the only person that experienced that. Like this whole time, I thought I was the only one. So that's why I think the show was so relatable. And two, that was like, you know, the height of or the start of like social media,
reality TV
and stuff. Because again, I still blame Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne, but
I guess also people weren't. hopping, you couldn't hop on social media now and just comment on everything.
Yeah, you couldn't.
So you could watch this crazy show and see people do crazy things and you mm-hmm. would just talk about it with your friends and that was
it. And that was it, yeah. Which I think we need to go back
to. A simpler time.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else we need to go back to. Not having the ability to send group text messages. Oh. I have a visceral response to all group text messages. And I'm going to tell you right now, Apple, y'all need to get your fucking shit together.
With the Androids?
Yo, I don't give a fuck if it's an Android.
This is our
Let me leave the goddamn conversation. I think it's so disrespectful to trap me with these people and I didn't put myself in the goddamn group text message.
Also, what is it about the fact that I can't double tap an Android text message yes. in a group chat? That is the dumbest shit. Why does it need to send me, oh, so just like the fucking text?
The Stop. Whole thing right back. I fucking hate it, dude. You hate it.
You have my thumbprints, my retinal scans, my voice, but you can't figure out. And you know what? I think you can figure out. I think it's some like classist elitist shit that you want Android people to have these green bubbles and you want us to feel better than them and you want us to ostracize this group of people so bad that it forces them to get iPhones.
And I do, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying I'm just so annoyed at the situation.
Exactly. All I'm saying is let me leave the goddamn conversation. One of my coworkers, I've had this conversation with her multiple times. And I've literally had to block her number. Because first of all, she got my number on accident. That's number one. Number two, I said to her,
Android,
hey.
Getting blocked.
I'm like, if it's after work hours, don't call me or text me for any reason unless it affects my schedule the next day. And if it does, I don't give a fuck anyway. So don't, that means just don't text me. She wanna, hey guys, you gotta go to Little Woodrow's for a happy hour.
Oh, they go to Little Woodrow's.
What part of I don't socialize with my coworkers don't you understand? Now I've asked her multiple times.
Sitting next to a coworker.
Well, you don't send me group text messages either.
That's true.
Or I can leave them because everybody got Androids. I mean, everybody got iPhones. Even my supervisor, I had to have a conversation with her too. And I said, hey, girl, how you doing? Okay, I don't like all of these extra messages that mm-hmm. you keep sending. And I'm giving you a fair warning. I told them, I said it in our regular huddle. If you all continue to send me group text messages, your numbers will be blocked.
Oh.
So I've had to block multiple people's numbers.
Well...
Because I don't want you to even have my phone number anyway.
Could just embrace the me and don't respond. Don't open, don't respond.
No, because I hate having the little red bubbles, the red counter mm-hmm. on my little apps.
Here's the thing
I hate
about
it.
Once it gets past 100, you don't even notice it anymore.
No, I just want you to I'm building a boundary. You're going to stop fucking putting me in goddamn group text
messages. Boundaries, boundaries.
I hate it. And then it'd be going off all day. I'd be like, hey, is nobody doing work today? And then they still message you when you're off work. If I've called in or I'm on vacation, I don't give a fuck who these patients are being seen by. I don't care about that job.
Yeah.
I'm not at work. So stop with the goddamn group text message right fucking now. I'm sick of it.
I say that, but then like, you know how you have your like, I have my work friends group chat.
Yeah, because I'm in it. You have one without me too, you bitch.
We have like six of them just leaving people out. Because it's just certain people are there some days. But anyway, I'll get texts when I'm not even there about shit that's happening. I'm like, ooh, yeah, what's going on?
Well, I was a part of a group. Excited. When I left a job, I was still a part. I'm honestly a part of all the group messages from all my old jobs. And I love to hear how the place is crashing and burning. Yeah. I just love it. But I have those people on mute.
Yeah, but it's also specific people. I hate the like overarching. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what's fun? Is this new thing that I'm doing is such like a small group of therapists that every morning I get a text with every therapist that's there that day to my personal phone with room assignments. And then throughout the day, all the new orders that come in, they're getting sent to my phone.
Is it not a HIPAA violation?
It's just room numbers.
Oh. I was gonna try to get you out of it.
I know. I'll be like, oh, take my phone. Nope. So now I have to pay attention to my phone, which you know I hate to do. And I'm getting blasted in a group text with Android users all day long. And I have to pay attention to it because it's orders coming in.
No, I don't. I'm gonna tell you this. If you want to communicate with me at my job, you need to provide either a cell phone, a Vocera, a pager, a beeper, something. Cause you don't pay my cell phone bill. And unless you want to pay my cell phone bill, then you can send me everything work related, but you will not hold me and my phone numbers hostage for your bullshit. I do not give a fuck. Don't be messaging me at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hey, we have so many patients. I don't give a fuck. I'm not even at work yet. Hey guys, don't forget about tomorrow's potluck. Fuck you in that raggedy ass casserole, bitch. I'm sick of this shit. God damn, I hate group messages. Apple, you got 24 hours to fix this shit. I'm over it.
Yeah, what she said.
Okay, 2 weeks. God damn it. That need to be in the next update. Y'all over here talking about, oh, somebody can see when you read their message. Fuck that shit. Fix the goddamn I can lead the damn conversation of a group text message.
I just don't understand why people think I care about work after work hours.
I don't care about work during work, baby.
Barely. I just know that I have to because it's my fucking job. I'm being paid to do it.
This is a barter system.
People will be like, oh, like, be careful. My thing is when they'll say like, oh, like it's raining, be careful on the way home. I'm like, shut up.
Don't make me get my shoes soggy if I want to. God damn it.
I don't know why that annoys me so. I'm like, I'm not, and it's always the people you don't want to talk. I'm like, I'm not your friend.
That's Alyssa. That's the thing for me. I need every coworker, past, present, and potentially future. I am not your friend. I know I may appear friendly. I get it. For some reason, people think I have a friendly face. I don't know why.
You know what? And that's what's crazy too. Everyone I've ever talked to about you is like, oh, she's so friendly. I'm like, she is not.
I'm not.
She is what I would call the opposite of.
Everybody's just, oh my God, Monica, you're just so easy to talk to.
I'm like, you're not inherently, you're not like you're being a bitch, but like you're not inherently nice.
I can.
You're not inherently nice to people. You're
I'm very blunt. Direct.
You're, yeah. I'm like, she's not nice.
And people are just like, oh my God, Monica's so easy to talk to.
She's always, what? And I'm like, she's always like, she's borderline condescending.
Not borderline, or purposeful, purposefully condescending.
I'm like, to you, because you're stupid.
Yeah.
And that has always baffled me about you, because I see it. I'm like, not that I think you're just like this bitch stomping around.
Oh, I wouldn't care if you did.
But I'm like, it's not like she's sitting there like, good morning, everyone.
I don't.
I care about everyone personally and individually and would love to hear about your issues today. She doesn't give a shit about anybody. Everyone loves her.
And I don't know why. And I'm just like, stop talking to me.
Something you're doing.
I think
people think it's endearing that you're like, oh, I'm grumpy.
Maybe they think it's like, oh, she's just playing around. Yeah, and I'm like, not. I'm dead ass serious. Because even at work too, now I can't admit.
I think people think it's funny. Like it's a bit.
Yeah. Like at my job now, I do say good morning to everybody.
Oh,
and I'm like,
good
morning. But then I'm almost like Kanye. I'm like, good morning. I do that all the time. And then they just be like, I got so pissed with one of my coworkers this week because I just felt like she wasn't self-aware and I needed her to be self-aware. And it just, people who are not self-aware, this is not directed to people who have autism or Asperger's syndrome. And yes, I know that Asperger's syndrome is under the umbrella of autism, but everybody doesn't know that. So that's why I'm separating the two. I don't need a fucking lecture in the comments. Fuck your opinion. Anyway, so I wrote down a few tips about self-awareness.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing self-help today.
We are, because we have to. I had to talk about this.
Lack of self-awareness is one of my biggest pet peeves. I think it's because I'm very sensitive to a room and vibes and energy.
Yeah.
And when people cannot display that, it just like irks me like no one's business.
Makes
like,
my asshole.
If we're all laughing and you walk into a room and the laughter stops, the conversation stops, read the fucking room.
If hold on, let me get this.
Conversation is flowing, then you say something and it's a halt.
Hey, don't go into my little thoughts now. Hold on.
I'm sorry. It's that kind of stuff.
Where the fuck is my damn thing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, number one.
Manifesto.
I did, because I was about to post it on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I don't want to go there.
First of all, the fact that you're posting it on Facebook ages you so much.
I hadn't posted on Facebook in probably like 6-7 months. So, you know. Oh, no, I post on the stories.
So, let me post my list of pet peeves.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because I wanted people to read it. So, number one, if no one is making eye contact with you when you're speaking directly to them, shut the fuck up.
Ooh, that's good.
Number two, if no one is engaging in the conversation with you when you're speaking, shut up. If no one is laughing at your jokes, shut up. If someone is walking away from you while you're talking, shut up.
That's a big one.
If someone is slowly backing away from you and out of your office space while you're talking, shut up.
Men really don't get that one.
If someone is giving you one-word responses while you're in dialogue with them, shut the fuck up.
Also
let me
men.
Give you some examples. Wow. That's
wild.
Crazy. A slight chuckle with no mouth or face movement. Shut
really?
Up.
Really? Oh, wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wild.
Another one. If someone says, all right, I will talk to you later, or well, I don't want to hold you, shut the fuck up and hang up the phone. They are 10 times out of 10 done with the conversation. Last one, aim to be more socially aware, socially conscious, and perfect at picking up on social cues in corporate and personal spaces.
Or just don't talk.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a critical component that's lost in today's society. just.
Or the big one for me that no one ever gets, but I feel like is most play when people are like, oh, I don't know. Oh yeah, I don't know. That means I don't want to fucking talk about it anymore. I don't want to engage with you. Oh,
my biggest thing is if I'm not making eye contact with you and I'm doing like this and you're talking to the side of my face, I'm not listening.
Also, stop trying to engage me in a conversation if I look like I'm fucking doing something.
If I just...
Wild, crazy.
I hate people. Anyway, neither here nor there. Also, too, we want to let you guys know, because we both work in hospitals, COVID numbers are on a rise.
Spiking.
COVID numbers are back on a rise. I know Kim Burrell was in the news lately in social media news with this bullshit that y'all we want to keep carrying out, but she was right. Well, let the mask work for your ass. Put your goddamn masks back on.
Yeah.
COVID numbers are rising. We had a whole floor that was under like person under investigation because workers are getting sick again and passing this shit to patients. Also, too, if you are sick, you got a fever, stop taking your bitch ass to work and infecting everybody else. God damn it. I know you ain't got enough PTO or sick time, but God damn it, stop doing that.
Oh,
or at least put a mask on.
I got a text in a group chat to my personal phone.
Lord Jesus.
That was like, hey, if you're in the ICU this week, just make sure you're being careful. A lot of employees out with COVID. Yep. I was like, these motherfuckers. And then you know what? Yeah. I hate to blame people and point fingers.
But I'm about to blame people and point fingers.
These nurses are going to the rooms without their PPE on.
Yeah, they are.
I'm just like, y'all are not bigger than the law. If I have to do it, you have to do it.
I had a doctor do that last week, actually. And I said to him, like the nurse said, oh, this patient's on contact precautions. And we were just like, man, touching all on the man, taking the covers off, inspecting his balls you and every fucking thing. So when he came out, I was like, sir, are you aware that this patient's on contact precautions? No, I just found out. I said, no, you didn't just find out, because when you walked in, I saw you stop and look at that pink bright ass sign on that fucking door. And you saw that this patient was on contact precautions.
It literally gives me the
and
chills.
You thought you hesitated from using the damn hand sanitizer and you didn't use the hand sanitizer going in. And he was like, oh,
my thing is, doctors will walk into C. diff rooms.
They will.
And I'm like, yeah, and you're trying to use a hand sanitizer. That's disgusting.
If your doctor come to you, make them sanitize their hands before they touch you. That's all I'm saying. And also, too, we're back on N95s in patient rooms.
Really? Already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And they're saying, oh, it strongly suggested, which means they want you to do it. But some floors are absolutely, it says, like, we're on, you know, person under investigation or people under investigation until like February the 9th or February the 19th. So COVID numbers are going back up because, as you all know, we are still in a pandemic and have been since 2020.
You know what I've had a lot of this last week is Ozempic, older people on Ozempic that are not, they're emaciated because they're not eating because they're on Ozempic. And then they're coming in super dehydrated or with a fall and busting their head open or something.
Should ask them for
to
let their leftover Ozempic.
I should. But I'm just like,
we got to get on it.
We do.
We got to get on it. If you have some Ozempic, we'll buy it.
I just,
because that's not illegal. It's not a controlled substance.
I think it will 100% fuck up my entire gut, but I'm willing to try.
I'm willing to try too. Let's do it together.
I want to look like crackhead.
Okay, no.
Then respectfully.
I don't think my body will let me.
Probably not.
Because I got too much ass and
thighs. I don't
want
to go bobblehead. But I would love for people to be like, she's on Ozempic. Is she? I don't know. She could be.
You love for people to talk about you, don't you?
Yeah.
You just like to be the center of attention.
Oh, yeah.
I swear you're an only child if you didn't see your brother.
It's because we're 8 years apart.
True. You're the only girl.
And I was the only girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you have any Ozempic laying around, she just asked my
please.
Mom. Fall on her syringe. Oh, no.
Like, can I just get one? Can I just buy one from you, Miss Fowler? Let me just buy one.
We should just take a trip to Mexico.
I think we should.
Just drive.
Can we
down
cross
there.
The border with
my
it?
My fucking passport. I have to get it renewed because remember I washed it.
But I think you can get into Mexico with it if we drive.
Probably.
Should we drive out the cartel?
It's getting
get
back.
Us.
It's getting back that I'm worried about. They'll let us out. I don't know if they'll let us.
I'll leave you. Sorry, bitch. Let me take you home.
Tell me. Actually,
wait, can we get across the border with Ozempic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not narcotics. So
they let you back.
Yeah, I don't think so. They got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anything else we need to talk about before?
Thanks, Ray.
We're telling everybody about our plans. Anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here? No. Y'all remember to have an amazing rest of y'all week. Happy Black History Month. If you see a Black person, pay off their loans, pay off their mortgage, take them to dinner.
Take me out to dinner.
Joe Byron.
What's up, baby?
So yeah, happy Black History Month to all Blacks out there.
And, all the Blacks.
all the Blacks. I'm rooting for everybody Black. And yeah.
You know, don't worry if you're only a little black, you can still celebrate for a little bit.
The 11th or the 15th, depending on if you're phenotypically or if your mom's white. Either way.
Shout out to the light skin.
Jesus loves you, even if we don't. Anywho, y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday when new episodes are released. It's the face up. It's the face.